Good evening, everyone. I'd like to open the regular council meeting of February 14th, Valentine's Day. I hope you all had a nice day. To order at 8 p.m., please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. 7 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
And Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
The first order of business this evening is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting of January 24, 2019.
Madam President.
Mr. Fiebig?
I'd move to approve and adopt the regular council meeting minutes of January 24th of 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of January 24th, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig?
Yes.
Hollum?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of January 24, 2019 have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I had the pleasure this morning of speaking at the Wilby Western Lake County Chamber of Commerce for the State of the Cities. I discussed the following topics: moving forward in a positive direction with the staff at City Hall being back, the mayor's court reopened, the appointment of Law Director O'Leary, and continued great service from our police, our fire, and our service departments. With the group being primarily business in nature, I then reported the unfortunate sudden closing of Giant Eagle and our attempts to fill the void with Aldi's taking over the former Sears motorcycle building very soon. I believe the shops at Wilby Hills are continuing to recruit businesses through their recent acquisition of produce packaging, which is currently making its way through the planning process. They'll move in probably June or July, and they're just getting their things together. They're moving into the Sam's Club property. In an attempt to serve better markets and have a pulse on our business community, I've created a business advocacy team, or BAT team, as I call it, and encouraging individuals to become a Batman or Batwoman to do a better job of economic development in this area. We are also moving toward placing a substation at the Wilby Hills shops of the shops of Wilby Hills. The YMCA Dream House will be built on the corner of Maple Grove and Maple Hill Road. Certainly adds to our excitement in the community and businesses. You can see if you drive by, the basement is put in and they have the first floor started. We are working to create a dream team to brainstorm ideas that can involve our businesses during Dream House tours. It is exciting to have our community center showing life again, and the Recreation Commission is assisting in getting this year's programs off the ground. We have promoted these newly created events in the art gallery, which will be advertisement for the different venues that will be at the building, in the library and the building. I thought it was a great discussion, and enjoyed listening to the other mayors, and it seems have similar concerns with their cities. This year we changed the format, and all the cities got to hear everybody's speech, so it was very informative. With the nice weather around the corner, I have started to plan road and service department projects that will be undertaking. On tonight's legislation, we have an ordinance for the 2019 marking program. We do this every other year, and I appreciate the passage of this ordinance once again. We are waiting for permits from the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers before we begin the Dodd Road stabilization project, but hope to go out to bid in early spring. Following the that, the resurfacing project that will begin in fall as we await for the OPC grant funding. I am reviewing the engineer's estimate for Trailer, Glengate, and Mayfriars. This will coincide with this year's budget once passed, and roughly the project is $504,000. Lastly, we are working on the Stratford Place pump station and anticipate the project soon. I want to congratulate our police officer, Craig Anderson, on his well-deserved retirement on February 20th. He has had a fine career in our department on a full-time basis, and I look forward to him coming back part-time to continue to assist our businesses and residents of our community. Finally, I want to offer condolences to the following families of Willoughby Hills who recently passed away. Beverly Silvo, Auntie Breccalo, Charles Mermino, Anthony Giacchetti, Don Mikulich, Millie Leakin, Ann Zajac, and Laura Angela Lorich, who incidentally is the grandmother of Chris Hallam's wife, and also Ernest Badley. Ernest was a man who 3 years ago experienced the flood in his house on the Glens, where he and his dog were helpless as they saw their lifelong home destroyed by the ravages of water. That night, two thoughtful residents named Jenny and Ray Sanvito took him in for the night and called the police department in the morning for further direction on getting him help. The police dispatcher called my office and the Whisper program seek to find this man's shelter and basically a new life for 3 years. At this week's memorial service, Lake County Council Aging stated that we saved the man's life with our actions and want to reiterate how much good was done for this man. This man was not abused, taken advantage of, or deprived of real estate value on a home that was only worth what was, not on the tax value because it was destroyed in the flood. I only bring this up tonight because Ernie's death caused me to reflect on the good that we did during his final years. As we move forward in a positive direction, I do not want this memory to be tainted by hurtful, unsustained suspicion by people with no knowledge of the situation. I am very proud of the work that we did to help Ernie and hope that we continue to help others. So thank you to everyone who helped Ernie during this lifetime when he was a stranger but became a friend to all. As a board member of Lifeline, I encourage individuals to inquire about the Guardian program for those in need. You will understand how the whole process works and accountability, fairness that ensure elder abuse will not occur. You'll understand how it helps the individual who has no family in their final days. You will understand that it is a good thing and it's the right thing to do. It's also very fitting that I express it today on Valentine's Day, and I hope people learned from it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Seeing none, Law Director's Report, Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Madam President. I just have a couple things. I continue to get acclimated to the staff and to the workings of the city. One of the nice things about establishing office hours every Tuesday and Thursday is it allows me to be in the building and participate with meetings that otherwise I wouldn't have the opportunity to do so. One of those was the mayor met with a developer that he mentioned earlier and had a chance to sit in on that meeting. Happens that I knew the developer from previous experience, and we're able to talk about where he's going with his project and look forward to working with him. Also, we met, the mayor and I met with the fire department talking about staffing ratios and what we can do in the coming year as we look at manpower. I had the opportunity to meet with Councilman Fiebig and Police Chief Collins stopped in for a few minutes as we talked about traffic cameras and some other things. I too had the opportunity to come to the breakfast this morning. Mayor did a nice job. It was nice to see the collaboration amongst the various communities on the west end of the county. That's an example for really not only the rest of the county, but the region. So having said that, those are the things that have been going on with me.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Law Director this evening? Thank you, Jim. The next is the Finance Director's Report, Mr. Berkachek.
Nothing to report tonight.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Finance Director this evening?
Madam President, Mr. Berkachek, how's our budget coming along? Are you done with your end and we're starting to make progress on that?
Well, we're making progress. No, I'm not done. In fact, I was working.
No, done with year end and...
I'm sorry, year end.
Yes.
Yeah, year end is done, and those reports are out, and they're posted on the website.
Great, great. When do you anticipate we might see a version of the proposed budget?
I'm hoping in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I apologize. It's trying to catch up with all of the changes.
Any other questions for the Finance Director?
Madam President, I just want to thank our Finance Director for getting us the year-end reports. They're very informative, and as we get ready to review the budget, I hope that every member of Council checks their email, reads through them, so that we're prepared.
Next is our City Engineer's Report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I would echo the Mayor's recommendation to approve a motion to go out to bid for the pavement markings under new business, and also approve Ordinance 2019-12, which is for my engineering of the pavement markings. And just to clarify in the Mayor's report about the Dodd Road bank stabilization, we are out to bid today. We started advertising for bids. We have not received permits yet. We'll receive bids in about a month, and hopefully we'll have the permit and be able to start construction in the spring. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions for the city engineer this evening? Thank you, Pete. Moving on to council committee reports. Anybody have anything to share or report? Then I will report on rules and legislation. The committee met Monday, February 11th at 6:45 p.m. All members of the committee were present, myself, Vice President Pleshnik, and Councilwoman Laura Pismo and Councilman Dave Fiebig. Also present were Councilwoman Lenz, Micah, and the mayor, the finance director, Mr. Berkachek, and our law director, Mr. O'Leary. The order of business was legislation for this evening. The first is Ordinance Number 2019-10. This would be second reading this evening. This is the ordinance setting the 1% PERS pickup for the administration union. In compliance with the terms of the union agreement, the parties will receive 3% general wage increases effective January 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2019. And in addition, the city's current contribution, the city will pick up 1% of the employee's contribution to the retirement fund of OPERS for the duration of the contract, beginning with the first payroll following ratification of the collective bargaining unit. This is an establishment of plan. It's necessary, a requirement of CERB order, and required by the U.S. Treasury regulations. And that's from Mr. Berkachek's email. For the record, this was the union contract that was discussed in the Personnel Relations Committee of July 2016, where committee members asked the mayor to renegotiate some of the terms. Those adjustments were never brought back to the committee, nor was council apprised of the time frame for accepting or rejecting the contract. The mayor's agreement with the union requires that this plan be established. The finance director indicated that this was an oversight and will begin with next payroll once the ordinance is passed. Councilwoman Pismo questioned IRS involvement, and Mr. Berkachek indicated this addresses the pre-contribution plan is not mandated by the IRS, but it is the mandate by the union settlement. The Rules and Legislation Committee members recommend to council to waive the three-reading rule and adopt the ordinance. The next one is Ordinance 2019-11. This is an ordinance authorizing all actions necessary to accept Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, NOPEC, Energized Community Grant of $34,688 for 2019, which is phase two to a continued replacement of windows and doors throughout the City Hall complex. The mayor asked to have this waived and adopted, and the Rules and Legislation Committee members recommended to council to waive the three-reading rule and adopt the ordinance. The next is Ordinance 2019-2. This is the ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds for professional services provided by Bowen Associates for the design coordination of the 2019 pavement markings program. Both the mayor and the city engineer mentioned this evening already. This is a biannual schedule. There will be a motion at the council meeting to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the program. The recommendation is to waive and adopt. 2019-13 is an ordinance accepting the bid of Hastings Air Energy for the installation of an exhaust removal system in the fire department. The cost is not to exceed $64,000. The city's application for financial assistance submitted under the fiscal year of 2017 assistance to firefighters grant has been approved in the amount of $61,905, and as a condition of the award, the city is required to contribute a cost match in the amount of $3,095 of non-federal funds. A question was posed to the finance director where the additional funds would come from, and he indicated it would be the fire fund. Recommendation is to waive and adopt this ordinance. The next is Ordinance 2019-14. This is an ordinance to accept the proposal from Bowen Associates for the bidding and construction administration of the Dodd Road Stabilization Project. Per response for my question to our city engineer on February 6th to help with the perspective of this project, Ordinance 2018-30 approved a contract for Bowen up to $7,900 to oversee the design work being performed by KS Associates. Ordinance 2018-31 approved a contract with KS Associates for up to $68,000 to perform the design. At the last council meeting on January 24th, a motion was approved authorizing the mayor to advertise for contractor bids. We have not advertised for bids yet because we were advised by KS and the Army Corps to wait until we hear back from OEPA and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, as this portion of Chagrin River is designed as a scenic river and has seasonal salmon that go up the river. Therefore, this carries additional restrictions. We don't anticipate any issues, but they're just being cautious. So the request below is for a contract with Bowen for up to $8,100 to oversee the bidding and construction administration of the project. It includes responding to bidder questions, performing the bid open, coordinating contract execution, administering the contractor during construction, performing periodic site visits, responding to contractor questions, processing pay applications, and coordinating things with the Lake County Stormwater Management Department. Recommendations to waive and adopt. The next one is Resolution Number 2019-2. This is a resolution in support of obtaining a grant through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, for the purchase of 22 new self-contained breathing apparatuses, which are known as SCUBA. There are concerns about the application. There needs to be more oversight and correctness to applications submitted in the future. Once an application is submitted, it cannot be altered. Moving forward, the law director will review all grant applications as he does with city contracts. Mr. Berkachek mentioned that grant applications should be reviewed and a resolution from council acknowledging the grant and application before it's submitted. Council President and Councilwoman Pisa share the importance of receiving grant monies to replace the SCUBA. for the safety of our firefighters, however, do not necessarily support some of the content of the grant. The mayor, law director, and firefighter Bob Bentel, who submitted the grant application, have a discussion concerning some of the content and references. It is suggested that this resolution remain on first reading as a grant would be awarded between April and August of 2019, as there might be some necessary of rewriting of the resolution. The next is resolution 2019-3. This is a resolution congratulating Gino Cavelli on attaining the prestigious rank of Eagle Scout awarded by the National Boy Scouts of America. Recommendation is to waive and adopt. Councilman Phoebe will present the resolution to Gino when invited to council for that presentation. And the last one is resolution number 2019-4. This is a resolution commending police officer Craig Anderson for 30 years of dedicated service to the city of Willoughby Hills. Recommendation is to waive and adopt. There may be an executive session called at the council meeting on Thursday to discuss personnel issues concerning dismissal and or hiring of employees. And we're still looking for nominations from council for the Income Tax Board of Review besides Christina Luciano Welsh. Public portion opened at 7:35 p.m. Linda Fulton inquired as to who Bob Bentel was. We shared that he was a career firefighter and paramedic for the city. Public portion closed at 7:35, and the meeting adjourned at 7:35. I'm open to any questions or corrections. Thank you. Any other council representative reports? Next is public portion. This is an opportunity for the public to come forward. Please state your name and your address when you come forward for the record. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes if you can. And I will open public portion at 7:21 p.m.
Hello. My name is Gary Petrick. I'm with Calvary Assembly of God Church down the street. We've been hosting the Willoughby Hills Extravaganza. This will be our fourth year that the church is hosting the event. When we were meeting on Monday, there was some question as to whether or not the police were going to be involved in this year's event, directing traffic and maintaining safety. They've been there for the last 3 years, and I guess the council has to declare that it's a public event. So I'm here just asking if you could declare that a public event. It is really critical that the police are there, maintaining order, directing traffic. We've had 3,500 people there in the last 3 years, so we average about 1,200 per event like that. So that's what I'm here for. So the committee's behind me in case we need backup. So I'm not sure if that's necessary or not, but so that's what I'm just requesting. Any questions, or can I sit down?
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham. I'm inquiring about the blood plasma place. First question is, does anybody know what's going on there? Because I noticed inside that it seems like nobody's working there for months now. It's like at a standstill. And the other is, because the Scott Shields, I heard that he wants to buy that property over there at Marks and that. So I was curious whether or not he... If it goes through, does he have to abide by the present lease that they have? Can he alter it, or does he have to wait for a year, or what? Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Vicki Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. I just want to come before you tonight and say I'm grateful that the council and the mayor have come together to end the lawsuits that have plagued the city. I appreciated the past couple meetings, seeing that an invocation was added to the agenda. But I also don't want us to become complacent on things, and I have been concerned about a few things that have been going on. Recently, My family was harassed on social media and attacked and threats made against us by a council person. And that really upsets me. So I want to put into public portion the conversation that came off of Facebook recently. And I'm also concerned about several other things that are going on in regards to that. One of the things is the blog called Wilby Hills News and Views. I am finding that this opinion piece is no longer showing that there is showing who the author is for that. And when it first came out, it was introduced and told to the public by a council person's personal mailing, which disturbs me not knowing who is writing these pieces. And also the fact that council members are using their personal Facebook pages to engage in conversations on public Wilby Hills forums discussing city business and blocking individual people who are part of that community and not being able to see their comments. It just kind of greatly disturbs me. So in fairness to everybody involved, I just want to ask everybody to come together and work together not only as a mayor and council, but also with the public who you say you represent, and some of us are not being represented very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? I will close public portion at 7:26 p.m. Is there any unfinished business this evening?
Madam President, we had discussed the last time a motion to make the extravaganza a public purpose. I know we were going to do some investigation, and I would like to, at this time, ask Mr. O'Leary to make his opinion on this part of the public record, if you would, Mr. O'Leary.
Thank you, Councilman Hallam. We had a brief conversation here before the meeting started about this. It seems to me that you've had this in place for the last 3 years and must have declared it in the past. No?
No, we have not.
You're not?
I did look it up.
What's that?
I did research.
Okay.
Never
been. And so how is it that we had the police there anyway?
Don't
we know?
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
If I can shed a little light on it.
Please.
Over the past, say, 10 years, maybe 11 years, when there's been city events, certain city events, council has been asked to declare them as a public purpose, whether they were run by a private organization or through the recreation department, and that allows the city to expend any resources, such as, like, say, police officers' time or, you know, having an ambulance there or things of that nature, to protect the health and the safety of our residents and those who are visiting here.
Okay. So it's been done before is what you're telling me.
Public purpose has been declared in the last 10 years, maybe at least a half a dozen times that I could recall.
Okay. So I'll state it the opposite way. If you don't do it and you withhold the resources, then you're putting the church as well as those that from your rec department on the spot with 1,200 people being there in a short period of time. I think that puts you at more risk than declaring it a public event and devoting the resources than it would be to withhold them. So it would be my position that if that's what it requires to provide the resources, then I would declare it a public purpose for that event.
Madam President, may I ask a question? Do we need to do that every year for every event?
I think you need to do it each event as it takes place that you're going to be involved in, because it could change from year to year. It could be that next year that Calvary does it on their own. We're not involved at all. And then at that point, it wouldn't be appropriate for us
sure.
to do that. So I would do it on an event-by-event basis.
Okay. Yeah, I just, I'm not sure that we've, we have certainly hadn't done it since I've been on council. So I think it's good for us to know and make sure going forward that we know how to do it. And so I don't think there would be any problem with that whatsoever, so.
With that, Madam President, I'd like to restate that motion that I withdrew last time for investigation purposes, that we make the extravaganza a public purpose.
Second. I think I was first.
One, two, three, shoot.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Vice President Pleshnik, Councilman Pismo, to make the egg extravaganza a public purpose. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The egg extravaganza is now a public purpose.
On behalf of the Recreation Commission, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Madam President, the question for Mr. Hallam.
Yes.
Chris, how many people do you think will be going to this pancake breakfast this year?
You know, do we have any numbers on that? I see Mrs. Grubus in the audience.
I will be checking on. About 20 I want to sell.
If anybody wants to know, I will be looking at the numbers. I looked at them last year. And I'm guessing this year.
Do you remember how many it was last year?
I don't know how many. I just looked at ticket sales. I didn't look at how many people actually attended.
Okay.
So I would say, I'm going to say hopefully around 400.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
All right. Who do we turn the tickets and the money into?
You can turn the money into the mayor's office or finance.
Finance.
Yeah. Very good.
Cool.
Thank you.
Madam President, in response to Ms. Fulton's question, I believe it's my understanding that Mr. Scheel has actually purchased the property that encompasses Mark, so it's not that he's interested. He is the new owner.
Right.
And while I'm not in a position to give legal advice to you or to anyone watching this council meeting, generally leases aren't broken simply because property is sold. Now, every lease is a contract and every contract is different, but if you purchase property that's already subject to a lease, typically the lease is still on the property and the new owner is subject to the lease just like the old owner was. It depends on the contract, and I'll confess that I haven't seen it. Mostly, I mean, lease contracts are not public records by and large, and so unless if either the tenant or the landlord were to share it, I wouldn't be in a position to read it, and I personally have not read the lease.
I'll add to that. We met with Mr. Shield, and that was one of the points of discussion, and it's still being discussed. So it's law director.
Yeah, step in.
Can you?
Okay. Yeah, we did meet with Mr. Shield and his folks, and there's still a lot of discussion about the status of the project there as it pertains to the plasma center. The lease it really wasn't clarified yet. He had knowledge of it, but hadn't seen it. And there's a sublease that he wanted to take a look at. We met with him the day before the closing, and we know that as of today that actually did take place on February 1st. So we really don't know what the status of the discussion between the parties at this point. So I know there were lots of things that they talked about, but at this point, we're waiting to hear back from Mr. Scheel if there's any changes.
Moving on to legislation. The first one is Ordinance 2019-10. It's a second reading this evening. Vicki, can you read the caption?
Yes.
An ordinance in furtherance of the execution of an agreement between the City of Willoughby Hills and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, ASCME, Local 3058-2 and Ohio Council 8, AFL-CIO, on behalf of the employees who work in the classification set forth in CERB Certification Number 2016 REP 060060, repealing conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on ordinance number 2019-10.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-10. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as we discussed in the Rules and Legislation meeting on Monday, this is a provision in a contract that the city is obligated to abide by and hasn't been for the last year and a half or so. And so it's very important that we get this passed as soon as possible to be in compliance with the law on that.
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Ebig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Abstain.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance, the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-10 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-10.
Second.
A motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance 2019-10. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
No.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-10 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-11.
An ordinance authorizing all actions necessary to accept Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, NOPEC, energized community grant and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Move to waive the three readings for ordinance 2019-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-11. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, the reason for the waiving of readings is this is simply to accept a grant. This was in part and parcel with some other grants that were accepted from NOPEC, and everything does look in order on this.
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-11 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Phoebe.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-11.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Phoebe and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt ordinance number 2019-11. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, as a side note, the NOPEC organization has also offered a $1,500 grant to us that we were just informed through the administration this afternoon. And I believe the plans were to use that for the Halloween party that would be coming up later this year. Yeah.
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-11 has been adopted. The next is ordinance 2019-12.
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds for professional services provided by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc. for design coordination of 2019 pavement markings program and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
Move that we waive the three reading rule for ordinance number 2019-12.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2019-12. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2019-12 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam.
Move that we adopt ordinance number 2019-12.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt ordinance 2019-12. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Habig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-12 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2019-13.
An ordinance accepting the bid of Hastings Air Energy Control, Inc. for the installation of an exhaust removal system for the Willoughby Hills Fire Department and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-13.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Fiebig to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-13. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President. As with Ordinance Number 2019-11, this is accepting a grant for important equipment for our fire department, so there's really no need to wait to accept that money.
Madam President, I concur that waiving this is to accept the grant. We discussed this in safety many, many months ago, and the grant application has already been submitted.
Thank you.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on 2019-13 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt Ordinance 2019-13.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt Ordinance 2019-13. Is there any discussion on the motion? Nikki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-13 has been adopted. The question has come to me, have we received the grant already?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The next is Ordinance 2019-14.
An ordinance to accept the proposal provided by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc. for the bidding and construction administration of the Dodd Road Bank Stabilization Project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance Number 2019-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo, a second from Councilman Hallam, to waive the three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-14. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Leshnick.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Ordinance 2019-14 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-14.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Vice President Plushnik to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-14. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2019-14 has been adopted. The next is Resolution 2019-2.
A resolution supportive of obtaining a grant through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, for the purchase of 22 new self-contained breathing apparatus and declaring an emergency.
First reading? Leave it on first reading.
Madam President, we did talk about leaving it on first reading since Monday. Since that time, there was an email. I don't know if all of councils had a chance to read it that did explain where those facts and figures came from. I reviewed it. It did seem to make sense. But if you wanted to leave it in first reading, because there's no urgency.
The grant won't be awarded until anywhere between April and August.
There is no urgency to do it at this time, so we can certainly leave it. But I'd urge everybody to review the document that was sent to us earlier today.
All right. The next is Resolution Number 2019-3.
A resolution congratulating Gino Cavelli on attaining the prestigious rank of Eagle Scout awarded by the National Boy Scouts of America.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to waive three readings for Resolution 2019-3.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three-reading rule on Resolution 2019-3. Any discussion on the motion? Nikki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnik.
Yes.
The three-reading rule on Resolution Number 2019 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Fiebig.
Move to adopt Resolution 2019-3.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Fiebig and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt Resolution Number 2019-3. Is there any discussion on the motion? Nikki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Peabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Hiesmo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Resolution 2019-3 has been adopted.
Madam President, move. Oh, that was an adoption? I thought it was a wave.
That was the adoption.
Okay.
All right. The first one was Councilman Peabig
and Lenz.
Okay, thank you. I lost track. Thank you.
Well, yeah, me too sometimes. The next one is Resolution 2019-4.
A resolution commending Police Officer Craig Anderson for 30 years of dedicated service to the City of Willoughby Hills.
Madam President. Vice President Pleshnik.
Motion to waive the three reading rule on Resolution Number 2019-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to waive the three reading rule on Resolution Number 2019-4. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Peabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The three reading rule on Resolution 2019-4 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adopt a Resolution Number 2019-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to adopt Resolution Number 2019-4. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President.
Yes.
Just want to point out that Officer Anderson is probably the longest standing member, I believe, of our police force. Pretty close.
Yeah.
If he's not, he's badge one, so he must have been here for a long time. Obviously he was one of the officers that was shot at the recent shooting at Classic, and was quite the hero there and saved many lives that could have been taken, or residents or people at the auto dealership that could have been injured. And he's a hero in my book, and he'll be sorely missed as one of our full-time officers.
Madam President. Likewise, kudos to him. As I talk to members in the community, his name often comes up as one that residents have interacted with over the years, and they have nothing but positive things to say about him. So certainly we wish him well in his retirement, but as I understand, he's going to kind of stay with us a little bit longer to help the transition into retirement. So that's good to hear for the community to have an officer of his caliber here with us.
Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Peabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Resolution 2019-4 has been adopted. The next is new business.
Madam President.
Councilman Peabig.
I'd like to make a motion for Council to authorize the Mayor to seek bids for the 2019 pavement markings program.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Peabig and a second from Councilwoman Micah. To authorize the mayor to seek bids for the 2019 pavement markings program. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Peabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
The motion to authorize the mayor to seek bids for the 2019 pavement markings program has been adopted.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Motion to adjourn into executive session to discuss personnel issues.
It needs to be more descriptive than that.
Personnel related to discipline and firing of an employee. Mm-hmm.
To be done when?
And how, half an hour.
I mean, after the good of the order. Or
oh, okay. Yes, thank you.
Before adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before adjournment. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
Inviting all of council and the mayor and the law director.
Second.
Finance.
And excusing the city engineer and the finance director. Thank you very much for all your help, everyone.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo for council to adjourn to executive session to discuss personal matters concerning discipline and hiring and firing of employees. Inviting all of council, including the law director and the mayor, excusing the finance director and the city engineer for after the good of the community.
Not to last longer than 30 minutes.
Not to last more than 30 minutes. We don't have a second yet.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Councilman Allen. Okay. Any discussion on that? Vicki?
Fellows.
Yes.
Peabig.
Yes.
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
We will go into executive session after for the good of the community. For the good of the order. For the good of the community?
Madam President, following off the mayor's report, for those who we've lost, he mentioned Ann Jocko. You know, many of you knew her as Anka Jocko, the Slovenian pronunciation of her first name. I served with her on the board of the Slovenian American Times newspaper for many years, and there's very few people in Willoughby Hills or the Slovenian community that don't know Anka or haven't read her columns and her work. I'm at a loss for words to describe the loss to everyone from her passing, but I would like to read the announcement that St. Vitus Church, which was her parish and mine, shared with people the morning of her decease. It is with great sadness that I inform you that our good friend Ann Jocko has passed away. Ann had a courageous battle with cancer, but God has now called her home. Ann was the spouse of John and the mother of Rebecca and Chris, sibling of Emily Veed, deceased, and the late Godfrey. Ann was a lifelong parishioner of St. Vitus Parish. She was involved in the parish choirs, including the Christmas choir, the mixed singing chorus, choriton, member of Slovenska Prastava, dedicated volunteer for the annual parish summer picnic with her creative Chinese raffle, and contributing writer for the monthly bilingual Slovenian American Times. She was a person who was a good listener and a good friend to one and all. She loved to travel and had a great curiosity about different cultures, people, and languages. She was devoted to the Catholic faith and her Slovenian heritage. Details for her funeral arrangements are pending. Keep her and all of our faithfully departed in your prayers. May she rest in peace. So rest in peace, and we love you and we miss you.
Madam President, on a lighter note, the recreation, just so everyone knows what's coming, there's two events in the near future. On March 10th is the Willoughby Hills Recreation Pancake Breakfast. That's at 8:30, starts at 8:30 in the morning. And if you're interested in tickets, please contact the city or the recreation department. As well as, and then also on April 13th is the Willoughby Hills Extravaganza that we spoke about earlier. So please put that on your schedule. And once more, if you have plastic eggs or candy that you'd like to donate, please do that. Thank you. Oh. We're good on eggs. We need candy. Thank you.
No nuts.
There'll be plenty of nuts.
Madam President.
That's all I have.
I have a few. I was going to reiterate the candy. I got my arm twisted in the hallway saying, you better say something about candy. We need 400 pounds of candy or something.
No nuts.
Also, they're looking for donation sponsors. Money helps put that event on. So if anybody would like to sponsor, you know, $50, $100, $250 sponsorships for the extravaganza, quite a few people attend that. Quite a few families attend that. It might be a good opportunity for the business community to step up and or individual sponsorships. Candy donation could be dropped off here or at the community center and no nuts. All right. I wanted to point out a couple. I got three things. St. Noel Church across the street offers free, St. Noel Church, they offer free individual tutoring for adults wanting to get their GED certificate. The Adult Education Resource Center, AERC, they offer help with math and English tutoring. So if you know anybody that wants to improve their reading, spelling, or math skills, St. Noel ARC can help with that. There are sessions available on Monday or Thursday from 6 to 8 at the church, which is right across the street, 35200 Chardon Road, and transportation is available. The phone number is 440-946-0887, or you can email aeresource@stnoel.org. The Willoughby Hills Community Center is having American Red Cross blood drive Thursday, March 14th, from 1 to 6 o'clock at our community center. So you can call the Red Cross at 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule your appointment, or you can go online, and if you do search that, you can use the sponsor code Willoughby Hills. There's an interesting event coming up some months from now, May 18th, Saturday, May 18th. The Aquarius Water Treatment Plant is having an open house. This is a free, it's a family-friendly event from 10 to 2 o'clock, and this is an opportunity to learn how drinking water is collected from Lake Erie. It's treated and distributed by the Aquarius Water Treatment Plant. So this has educational tours, equipment demonstrations, and a touch of truck. And that's at 38265 Aquarius Parkway. So you can check the website or social media for the Lake County, Ohio.gov utilities. This is put on by the Lake County Department of Utilities. So kind of an interesting thing and a way for, you know, bringing the family out and learning a little bit about our water and that beautiful resource that we have called Lake Erie. Thank you.
We will move to executive session at 7:54 p.m.
I did announce that the other